Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station, all of the above. If you want to join us, we'd love to have you with us. If you're here now, we love you too. We hope you come back over and over again. And if you really enjoy how we are helping you have a better quality of life, and we've given you tips and science and all the good stuff that helps you become a healthier person for a longer period of time. Better quality of life, longevity, all the good things. Tell your friends, family. We've got a lot of people that join us. Anywhere from 20 to 30,000 people are listening to our show. They are the health conscious of America. And if you want to be one, join us. We'd love to have you here. We bring you all kinds of science. We don't tell you our opinions, and we're not giving you just what I believe is the best thing to do, because I do what I do because it works for me. But maybe what I do doesn't work for you. And you have to find what works best for you based on some of the information that we give you so that you have a better quality of life. I don't want you to live longer, full of pain and suffering and misery. I want you to live a life longer with a quality of life that makes you feel happy that you're alive, that you get up with a experience of wonder for the day. What will happen that'll be great today? What can be so positive? I feel fantastic. I want you to feel fantastic. I want you to enjoy everything you can without all the side effects of the drugs that you may be taking. I want you off the drugs. I'm not telling you to go off your drugs. That's between you and your doctor. But we have many, many people that have said, I have changed my lifestyle. I get more sleep. I exercise. I changed my diet. And I got off all my drugs. And I'm not kidding you. That's absolutely the truth. We have people that have gotten off all of their drugs. And some people that have gotten off two or three or whatever. And some have reduced the amount of medication they're taking. It's all of the above. But it's really, really important that you work at it. You can. And we're going to talk about that today as how to make changes in your life that improve your health. We're going to also talk about your heart. Now, number one killer. How can you live a longer, healthier life with a healthy heart? We'll talk about your cholesterol. Is more better or less better? What do you think? Should you have low cholesterol? Or is it okay to have a high cholesterol? I'll answer that. And the herb of the day, St. John's wort. And tips on choosing high quality supplements. How do you do that? It's kind of like customer beware. Are you picking out the right supplements from the right companies? How do you do that? I would have a hard time. And I have a lot of information as to how to choose a supplement more than most people. And I have a hard time. I can imagine you have a hard time too. And here is a simple fix for more energy. Everybody wants more energy. And what do you do about your aching, painful knees? And why is your body clock so important? We'll answer all these and the above in this show. We'll try to get through all of them. Sometimes I get so sidetracked that I don't answer all of them, but I'll be here. I'm here for for a long time. I have no ideas of retiring. I'm having too much fun. I have a passion for what I do. I want to do this. I want to make you healthier and happier. That's one of my joys. Because it's not your fault that you have a disease. And God's not mad at you and punishing you with a disease. And you're not unlucky. You chose to be unhealthy. That's as blunt as I can be, as frank as I can be. You chose to be unhealthy. Now, maybe you aren't aware as to why you chose it, and maybe you did not know that you chose it, but all of our diseases, most all of our diseases, 80 to 98% of all of our diseases, and really, folks, they're not diseases. If they're caused by a bacteria or a virus or a fungal infection, those are diseases. But all of the other metabolic conditions are labeled diseases so that drug companies can make a drug to treat them. It's impossible for most people to say that diet cures cancer. And it does. But we're not allowed to say that. You can't say that in combination with a product. And there's good reasons for that. And I don't doubt that because there's a lot of people that make a lot of schlock products, shady products, products that should not be sold, products that are spiked, altered, and changed. And you may be buying those products, and that's why we're going to talk about how you can be more able to choose a quality supplement. It's up to you. So we're going to talk about how to have a healthy, a more functioning heart, a better quality of heart. So just keep in mind, we're talking about the heart. And we're going to talk about OPC. OPC. What does OPC stand for? Well, just keep in mind, next month is America Heart Month. February means it is time to give your heart some attention. Why only February? What about all the other 11 months? Are you going to have a bad heart for 11 months and then you're going to make your heart healthy in February? Kind of late. Too little, too late. Heart disease, the number one cause of death in America. And you can have a healthy heart if you work at it. And your heart is the hardest working muscle. Yeah, it's a muscle. Hey, when we work out and we're building our muscles, we are also building our heart because it is a muscle and it works really, really hard. It will beat more than 2.5 billion times during your lifetime to pump blood throughout every crack and crevice of your body. And when your heart is in trouble, it might contract weakly, not days weekly, but not strong, weekly. And not be able to maintain a regular beat. It strains, it struggles to keep up during strenuous activity. And blood can't get through your blocked veins and arteries. So blood cells clump together, making clots that then will cause a heart attack or a stroke. We don't want that. We're going to tell you how not to have a heart attack or stroke. So how to keep your heart healthy? How to help your heart? It's not your doctor's job to keep your heart healthy. It's not the drug companies. And most of the drugs have side effects. So here's some tried and true advice. What's going to keep your heart healthy? What's going to help your heart? Number one, choosing the right diet and the amount of exercise. Get this, and that, this is fact. This is from research. 90%, that's 90%, of heart disease is preventable. How? Well, first of all, by making the right choices around your diet. And we'll talk about that. Choosing the right exercise and the level of exercise. The more exercise you do, the more strain and stress you put on your body. Choosing the right amount of exercise makes your body healthy. And stop smoking. And the greater consumption of ultra-processed foods increases the risk of death from heart disease by 66%. Now, if you have a lazy lifestyle, at night you watch TV, you're munching on chips, laid back on a lazy boy, or on the couch with your feet up on the coffee table, and you got all those chip crumbs on your chest or in your lap, yeah, you're ready for a heart attack, or you're leading up to one. So a lazy lifestyle increases the risk of heart disease by 60%. Now think of all these numbers. Smoking increases the risk of heart failure and death by 50%. So let me go over this again. Greater consumption. When you're eating junk food, you're eating crap, not healthy, all ultra processed, stripped of all the nutrients, junk food, manufactured processed foods. They're made up foods. They're not natural foods. They mix a lot of refined flour, seed oil, sugar, flavor, chemicals, and you and I, not I don't, but I want to include myself because it could be possible. I don't eat any junk food. Everything I eat, I plan my diet. I know what I want to eat to be healthy. So the greater consumption of ultra-processed crap foods, not craft, crap foods, increases the risk of death from heart disease, heart attacks, strokes by 66%. A lazy lifestyle. You're not doing anything to make the heart work. And we have to keep the heart working. And we have to put some strain on it so that we increase the muscle size. Not increase the heart size, but the muscle. Increase the risk of heart disease by 60%. And smoking increases the heart failure and death by over 50%. Now, here's some help. And that's why we are going to talk about OPC. Three letters. O like Olive, P like Peter, C like Charlie. OPC. It stands for oligomeric oproanthocyanidins. So it's a mouthful. So we abbreviate it to OPC. They are natural compounds from the seeds of grapes. Now, you can't eat enough seeds when you eat grapes to make a difference. What they do is they take the grapes, they make wine, and the seeds of grapes are in the red wine. When they produce red wine, they include everything from the grape. When they make white wine, they don't include the seeds. So there are tons and tons and tons of grape seeds that used to be fed to the cattle. They used to give the seeds away. They would give them to the farmers in the area to give to their cattle. Free, they'll give it away free. Just come over, get it away from us. We'll give it to you if you haul it away. And then some scientists came up with some research on grape seeds. And they found a very, very high antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, heart-protectant compound in the seeds of grapes. They are a type of polyphenol. We've talked about polyphenols a lot in the past. They are natural antioxidants that also reduce inflammation and stop abnormal blood clots, lower blood pressure, and keep blood vessels healthy and open. Expansion, elasticity, open. And they keep the arteries smooth and flexible so blood flows through freely to every corner of the body. Now, here's some really, really good information. And this is science. I didn't make this up. This is a clinical study of people with arterial plaque. That's why they go in sometimes and they have to open up the plaque in the arteries or do replacement. It's build up causing clogged arteries. They're blocked. It's like your plumbing. The water doesn't flow anymore out of your faucet because the plumbing is clogged. Well, we don't have any plumbing in our body, but we have arteries. They're like highways. And they bring all the natural, healthy blood to every corner of our body. Unless these arteries are clogged with a buildup of plaque. Now, here's a study. When they fed grapeseed extract to people in studies, the grapeseed group saw a 40% reduction in arterial plaque, while the control group increased almost 30%. So when you take OPCs, you're feeding your heart, you're opening up your arteries, you're getting more blood through. So it's like unclogging your, if you're watering your flowers in the summertime, you want a nice flow of water. But if you don't take care of your hose and you let your hose get clogged with mud, it can't flow very well. Water can't flow very well. So what we want to do is reduce high blood pressure, protect the blood vessel walls from damage, and help prevent clots from forming without adversely affecting coagulation. We need still blood coagulation. Now, OPCs from grapeseed have shown to do all these things, to reduce the blood pressure. 300 to 600 milligrams of OPCs, grapeseed extract, were given to patients in a study. And they increased the blood flow. Now, this took about a year. Oh my gosh, you mean I've got to take this for a year? Well, maybe for life. Because it's going to improve your heart health dramatically. So wouldn't you want to reduce high blood pressure without drugs and protect the blood vessels from damage, and help prevent clots? We don't want clots. But we also don't want to have an effect negatively on coagulation of the blood. We do need that as well. Otherwise, we bleed to death. Now, here's some additional heart-healthy nutrients that you should combine with OPCs from grapeseed extract. Magnesium. It's one of the most common minerals deficient in the population of America. 90% of Americans do not get enough magnesium. And why do we need it? Well, it's needed for cellular energy, helps regulate heart rhythm. It lowers levels associated with heart failure in men. Vitamin B6 can reduce a compound called homocysteine. It's a compound found in the blood, in the body, and it causes heart attacks. So B6 prevents heart disease, can prevent abnormal heart rhythms, and a fat-soluble B1. Actually, all the B vitamins are water-soluble, so when you take them, they go through the body very quickly and are excreted out of the body. So some Japanese scientists came up with a fat-soluble B1 called benfotiamine. It's fat-soluble vitamin B1. And what it does, it helps repair the lining of the blood vessels, especially after damage from high blood sugar. Sugar, don't, if there's one thing you do that's constructive, and you only, if you only did one thing, is to give up sugar, starch that converts to sugar, and excessive carbohydrates, both refined and complex, because they're all forms of sugar. They're not sugar, but they're converted to sugar in the body to be processed metabolically. And the herb, or I should say fruit, pomegranate. Pomegranate and grapeseed extract adds combinations of superior synergism, works together. And it reduces the plaque formation in the arteries, just like OPCs. So you're getting better, more effective processing and lowers the blood pressure. Helps keep arteries flexible and strong. You can prevent heart disease, strokes, heart attacks by doing some of these constructive processing. And also add in the nutrients and pomegranate and grapeseed extract, you can work miracles. It may sound like miracles because nobody ever would expect it. So I have a challenge for you now. How can you make one change to improve your health? One change, just one, to improve your health. So can you make one change? And what would that change be? And can you commit in this new year? It's never too late to make new, wonderful restitutions and goals for the year. Can you commit to one change in 2026 to improve your health? What is it? It doesn't have to be a big change. Just picking one thing that is a better choice. Now, here's some ideas. Take a very good quality multivitamin and mineral supplement. Not like you find in the drugstore, because there's not enough vitamins and minerals in the drugstore multivitamin to feed a mouse. Like Centrum. Oh my gosh, how could you get anything valuable out of Centrum? Drink water. What do you mean drink water? Well, drink water instead of soda. Soda is so bad for us. And eat some almonds and pecans, walnuts for snacks instead of chips and cookies. And prioritize sleep. Go to bed early. You need 7 to 9 hours of sleep. 7 to 9. And always use extra virgin olive oil in your daily diet. You can take it by the spoonful. You can use it on all your salads. You can cook with it. Use it frequently and blatantly. And brush and floss your teeth every day. All that bacteria in your mouth, if it gets into your bloodstream, it is one of the number one causes of heart disease. So brush and floss. 80%, 80 to 98%, this is putting you in charge, or more of the chronic diseases and early death can be prevented by making lifestyle changes. They've proven this by the Japanese. Very, very healthy. A very good diet. And then they moved to Hawaii. And they adopted the Western-style eating in Hawaii. And they all had the same kinds of diseases as Americans. You can change your life. I got to pause here for a few moments. I'll be right back. So don't go anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. Why don't we stay together? I'll be back right after these messages, right here on Terry Talks Nutrition. I'm Terry Naturally. Welcome back, my friends. We're back here with Terry Talks Nutrition. I'm Terry Naturally. We have another maybe a half hour before we break and end the program. So we'll be here to the top of the hour. And we have a lot more coming your way as to how you can be more healthy. And some of these things are so critical, but so easy, so simple. It's not drug therapy. Your doctor is a drug pusher, but the EMA has made the doctor that way because if you don't do what the EMA says, you could be blackballed. So you want to follow what the AMA says. And the AMA says what the drug companies want them to say. And you know, years ago, cholesterol was healthy at 300. When they checked your cholesterol and it was 300, it was okay. You were right in the right spot. And it got down to 240. And now it's 200. And I know many doctors have said, the lower, the better. Well, my friends, this is a nutrient that the body makes to maintain good health. So I think if the Creator who designed our body installed a mechanism of production of cholesterol, because it's important and critical for your health, why would we want to lower it? It makes all of our hormones. We are male and female because of cholesterol. It manufactures vitamin D. Now, when it comes to cholesterol, they say the lower the better. Is that right? What is the best cholesterol level? Well, it is not 200. But current guidelines advise the total cholesterol as being below 200. I've seen some 169, 139. I've seen doctor prescribe statin drugs to kill children. It's crazy, folks. But what is the optimal level for preventing heart disease and living longer? Is it lower the better? I don't think so. Now, here's a good example. In Korea, they are no different than we are. Cholesterol levels are the same. Almost everyone gets medical care through a national health insurance program. It's a plan that everybody gets free. So this gives the researchers a huge collection of health data from over 12 million people, including cholesterol test results. And what did they find? They found that cholesterol above 200 was associated with a lower risk of death. The opposite of what everyone is usually told. Get it below 200. Why have they gone from 300 to 200? Because that makes a lot more people included in the population of then the people that would need a prescription of a statin drug. The more broad the population, the more people you have to prescribe to. It's easy. Now, the optimal survival level in good health, was associated with total cholesterol between 210 and 249. In fact, the Center for Disease Control put it at between 220 and 280. It's not below 200. And actually, the higher the better. So think about that. The association between cholesterol levels and mortality was even weaker for older adults. Increasingly higher cholesterol was not associated with significantly higher risk of death. Older people live better having high cholesterol. And so in some of the blue zones, they all had high cholesterol, not low cholesterol. Now, there are many, many herbs available to be used as natural medicines. And here's one of my favorites, St. John's wort, W-O-R-T, St. John's wort. Over 16 million Americans have a major depressive episode at least once a year. Prescription antidepressants aren't very effective and come with significant adverse effects, side effects, like weight gain, sexual dysfunction, or no sex, brain fog, nausea, headaches. Now, this gives the drug companies a chance to treat weight gain, sexual dysfunction, brain fog, nausea, and headaches. How does this get to be a merry-go-round? You treat one condition, and it gives you five more opportunities to treat those side effects. What a way to do it. What a business. Drug companies are laughing all the way to the bank, and they know what they're doing. They're not dumb. They have top-notch researchers. But the money gets in the way. And the shareholders cry for more money. I don't invest any of my money in stock that are associated with drug companies. Now, consider trying St. John's wort. It has been used medically for hundreds of years. In fact, in Germany, it is the most commonly prescribed medicine for depression, more so than for drugs, and has been reported to outsell Prozac by 4-1. 4 times more St. John's wort is prescribed than Prozac. And it has zero of the adverse effects associated with prescription antidepressants. Sedation, as one, feeling tired and groggy. Gastrointestinal disturbances or sexual dysfunction, they're all associated with Prozac. But there are no adverse events with St. John's wort. How does it work? Well, unlike prescription drugs, which typically targets one pathway, St. John's wort appears to have a broad spectrum effect on all these pathways that are associated with depression. It boosts the levels of serotonin and dopamine. These are natural chemicals in your body that regulate your mood. Too little serotonin and too little dopamine leaves you with no motivation, unhappy, mood swings, blue. You just don't feel happy and bright. Now, St. John's wort helps increase the levels of these compounds so you feel positive and motivated and inspired and just having a great attitude, motivated, feeling great, feeling terrific. Could you say that to yourself? I am so happy. I feel so terrific. I feel fantastic. Can you say that? Do you feel that? Now the dosage and safety of St. John's wort. Now years ago, they found the dosage to be 900 milligrams daily. So they prescribed 300 milligrams three times daily. That added up to 900 milligrams daily. But after recent research, this does not need to be taken in divided dosages. Sometimes it's better to spread out your dosages. But in this case, it's better to take 900 milligrams once a day and makes it effective. Why? Because all nutrients and drugs have a half-life. And the half-life of St. John's wort is 24 hours. So that means 50% of it stays in the body for 24 hours. So if you take 900 milligrams at breakfast, you're covered for the day until the next day at breakfast. This helps you to get in all your 900 milligrams in one dosage. So sometimes people took 300 milligrams at breakfast, they forgot to take it at lunch, they forgot to take it at dinner, and now they're not getting the right dosage. So this makes it much more convenient. Now, online is probably not the best place to buy St. John's wort. Why? Well, a recent test of St. John's wort products purchased on Amazon, because Amazon does not care what they sell. They care what you say about your product, but they don't care what you have in your product. They don't care about the quality of product. Well, on Amazon, out of 21 brands tested that were bought off of Amazon, none of them, zero, contained the amount of St. John's wort claimed on the label with no synthetic dyes present. You're buying crap. You got to be so careful what you buy on Amazon, because they don't care what they sell. They don't inspect their product. They don't test the product. They don't examine for the quality of the product. They don't send it to a laboratory. None of the gummy products, the gummy brands, had any. That means zero of St. John's wort key compounds. You've got to be very careful what you buy. Don't buy by price. Visit your local health food store to be guided to the reputable brands, and don't waste your money. I don't care if a product costs a dollar instead of $25. You just wasted a dollar, plus you wasted your health because you're not getting results, and then you say, oh, this stuff doesn't work. Well, that's because you bought a product that doesn't work. So be very careful of what you buy, the brand you buy. You got to buy from trusted companies, companies that have the highest quality products. They do their good manufacturing practices, their good lab practices, and they do studies and clinical research. They're the ones you want to buy. Yes, they're more pricey. What do you want? You want results. So just because something is cheap, it doesn't give you any results, what did you gain? You didn't gain anything. Let's say a product that is really high, reputable company, and it has good quality, and it's been researched, and it's been clinically studied, and it's $35, and you bought one at $15, but doesn't work. So you didn't get any results, and you might have harmed your health, and you wasted $15. You didn't save $15. You wasted $15. So buy from your health food store, because they know what they're selling. They don't buy from companies that aren't reputable. They know the companies they buy from. They visit the companies they buy from. They go to workshops that are put on by companies that teach them how to use supplements. And now I want to teach you how to buy supplements. Tips on choosing supplements. How do you do it? Are you confident that you can pick out a quality health supplement? Well, I hate to say it, but I think I have a lot more knowledge than you. Sorry. But I've been in this business for 55 years. So it gives me a little bit of expertise in supplementation, nutrition, and health and diet. And I can't. To be honest with you, I don't know how to pick out a quality health supplement. When I pick up a bottle of a product, I can't tell from looking at the label. There's so much garbage and baloney that's put on labels to sell. They want to sell their product. They don't care if their product works. They want to sell it. And now we have anywhere from 60 to 75% of Americans using dietary supplements. It's in the billions and billions of dollars. It used to be a very small boutique industry. Now it's a huge conglomerate. But now a new survey of over 3,000 consumers, 65% of the consumers surveyed responded that they were more confident about filling out their tax returns. True, filling out their tax returns. I couldn't do that either. And understanding their health insurance and picking out the right supplement. Go figure, huh? Taking something for their health and they don't know what they're buying. They hope it does work. They beg that it does work. They guess that it will work. But you have to look for clinically studied products and ingredients. Clinically studied. Look on the labels. Does it say clinically studied? Because clinically studied means it's being tested in a laboratory. It's being tested on animals. And it's not harmful. Because the animals get healthier. Because they're eating natural supplements. So they're getting healthier. And then the dosages that match what has been proven effective. When science does a clinical study, they come up with a proven effective dosage. Are you taking the right dosage? If a product proven to work was at 300 milligrams daily, and you buy a product that has 50 milligrams, not going to work. Quality manufacturing practices have to be put into place. Good manufacturing practices, GMPs and GLP. Good lab manufacturing. And how long has the brand been around? Is it only sold on Amazon? Is it only sold on websites? Can you talk to anybody? Can you get your money back? If you're not happy with the product, is there a manufacturer's guarantee of satisfaction or your money back? So visit your local independent health food store for more guidance. They're much more knowledgeable. They go to conferences. They go to workshops. They go to conventions. They learn more and more and more. And they're bringing you the best of the best. Now, I'm going to give you a very simple fix. How to increase your energy level. Do you feel you need that? Are you dragging around? Are you kind of petering out by mid-afternoon? Are you just giving up? Do you sometimes just yawn when you're looking at your computer and it's 2 p.m. and you got up at 6? You can't be tired. So how can you have a simple fix for energy? You want more energy? Now this is going to be an eye-opener. Vitamin D, like dog. vitamin D3, not D2, D3, because this study was done on D3. D2 is only half as effective as D3. So did you know that fatigue, muscle weakness, and depression can be signs of low vitamin D levels? This is the sunshine vitamin. With enough cholesterol, you can make your own vitamin D if you're in this. Well, I don't know about January in Wisconsin. There's not much sunshine, and you don't want to be outside. We're looking at a wind chill factor of vitamin, a wind chill factor of almost minus 50 this weekend. A major, major storm is going through. I'm not going to be outside. My face is not going to be exposed to the outside sunshine, if there is any sunshine. So how you have to be exposed. Your body has to be exposed. Your skin has to be exposed. And at least half your body has to be exposed to the sun. But with enough cholesterol, as the sun shines on your skin, it causes the cholesterol underneath the layers of your skin to convert, with the help of kidneys, to become vitamin D3. So they did a placebo-controlled study. That means half of the patients in the study got an active component, and the other half got a fake pill. So this study, including people with fatigue and vitamin D deficiency, while the participants treated with vitamin D had a 14% decrease in their fatigue, their exhaustive levels, after just 4 weeks, versus only 3% decrease in the placebo group. The participants received a single oral dose of 100,000 units of vitamin D. Now, don't take 100,000 units of vitamin D. That was done just one single dose a week. But I think most participants will do well, somewhere between 5,000 units to as much as 20,000 units daily. So if you take 20,000 units daily in 5 days, you'll have 100,000 units of vitamin D. That's about right. I take 20,000 vitamin D3 every day, 20,000. Most people that are taking 5,000, if you don't know what you are taking and how much it affects your body, you might be taking vitamin D3 at 5,000 units, but maybe you need 20,000. Unless you get a test done on vitamin D3, how do you know? And I would highly recommend you do that, because it's so important to know the level of vitamin D3. Now, a separate study looked at muscle recovery in vitamin D deficient adults, finding that supplemental vitamin D helps muscle work more efficiently, as well as reducing muscle fatigue. What kind and how much vitamin D? D3 is a human form of vitamin D. Vitamin D2 is the plant form, and it's only half as effective as D3. So if you're taking enough vitamin D3, here are some results. The placebo group saw a 25% decline in vitamin D levels. Vitamin D2 group had 34% increase in vitamin D, not decline, increase. Vitamin D3 group had 75% increase in vitamin D. Vitamin D3 is twice as effective as D2 at increasing vitamin D levels. Experts recommend somewhere between 5,000 IUs of vitamin D3 up to 20,000 daily for most people. So that's about how much you need weekly, 100,000 units. That will give you a very high intake. And correct all the conditions. You can't live without the sun. The sun does it all for us. Does much for us. So just think of it when we don't see much sunlight in the northern hemisphere with all the cold weather. So with that, my friends, I'm out of time. But I'm never out of time. I'll be back. I'll be back weekly. I'll be back next week. Same time, same station, everything. I'll be here. Just join me. And there'll be more coming your way on how to be healthy, happy, have a great attitude, be inspired, be motivated, lose weight, all the good things that a healthy diet, healthy lifestyle. So that, my friends, say a great prayer for this country. God bless you, and God bless this great country. Let's make it better, and let's make our health better.